What are significant examples of railroad buildings in the late 19th century? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the April 1993 Mid-Continent Railway Gazette, on pages 5 through 9 and also page 15 that are archived, rural communities showed great pride in their railroad stations. As a new depot was being built in 1881 at Lone Rock, the nearby weekly newspaper boasted that it was one of the best arranged and most commodious depots on the Prairie du Chien Division. The paper said next week, Mr. Towsley, the depot agent, says it will be the model country depot in the state. And thirdly, he said, it is a credit to the company and an ornament to the town. These communities are on the former Milwaukee Road line between Madison and Marquette, Iowa, stretching for 100.6 miles, and a branch line that extended to Richland Center, 15.5 miles, from Lone Rock and went through Gotham. It's a historic route, a part for, first of all, a connection between Milwaukee and the Mississippi River. Since Lone Rock did not have a newspaper yet, coverage came from the Republican at Richland Center. In a big fire at Lone Rock, the paper said, the fire originated from the sparks of an engine that was just passing by. The building being of very combustible nature, it was impossible to arrest the flames, and it is said by spectators that from the time the fire was discovered until the building was a heap of smoldering ruins, it took only 35 minutes to elapse. Immediately, a boxcar was improvised as a temporary depot in Lone Rock. The new brick structure, occupied in March of 1881, served the branch lines to Richland Center. The branch line was of a story fame as well, because fire had its impact there too. Buildings both in 1904 at Gotham, today now it's a residence near the tracks, and later in 1882 at Richland Center, which got a separate passenger station in 1910, which is now Richland Center's tourism center. The decline of passenger business, the changes in the economy, and the highway improvements all contributed to the closing of these depots. The final blow was an establishment of regional accounting centers in 1960. The Milwaukee Road closed the last station at Richland Center in 1980 as it stopped running between Lone Rock and Prairie du Chien.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.